I was born in Kentucky, right alongside of Cincinnati, Ohio, in Newport, Kentucky. It was a gambling town, always had lots of money. I picked them good. Makes life pretty interesting. It's good until you get caught and shut down. They raided us and shut us down. But then we opened up again. Can't keep a good gambler down. And Newport's crooked. Not the whole town, but the gamblers came in and took it over. Wasn't much fun for the children, and I was a child at that time. I stayed there until I was 39. I got married to a snooty guy from the upper class. They had money and name, and he married beneath him. His family said that, too, and to my face. They were very rude people. My husband's people were snooty, and I wasn't. Well, at that time, maybe I am now, I don't know. I was always just lower class. They moved to Ohio. I stayed in Kentucky, though. He didn't want to stay, so I let him go. We had one beautiful daughter. She's with me. Actually, you'd like her. Yeah, she's very smart. She got a scholarship. When I was in school, I got a scholarship, but my mother wouldn't let me go. She said it was too snooty. But you can't fight with your mother when you're that age. See, it was a scholarship for Villa Madonna Academy that I was offered, and it was a high-class school in Covington, Kentucky. Everyone who went there had high-class clothes, but I didn't have them. We couldn't afford them, so my mother just said I couldn't go. Let me tell you, it was a bummer, a real bummer. I wanted to learn. You really would like my daughter, though. She's very smart and pretty, too. If you'll be coming back, I could arrange for you to meet her. See, what I'll do is I'll call her tonight. You know, you really should meet her. Are you coming back again? Well, you could meet her then. What I'll do is I'll call her tonight, and then you let me know when you're coming back, and then you'll meet her.
David Greenberger's latest CD of monologues with music is called 1001 Real Apes.
You are listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.